6:39.
Do you have any other copies of the agenda?
5:39.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sorry.
Okay. Why don't you go first? Calling the meeting to order, Cobley Public Library Board Meeting, Wednesday, February 19th at, what time is now? 5:35. I'm Jess Simpson, Library Trustee and President.
Paula Pierce, Library Treasurer.
Sylvia Dodge, Library Trustee.
Mary Thomas, Library Trustee and Secretary.
Lori Adam, Library Trustee.
And we're all here.
Bryn Hoffman, Library Director. Everybody's here.
Okay. Any adjustments to the agenda today? All right. And minutes? Did everyone have a chance to look at the minutes?
They were a long time ago, right?
I mean, the only change was I corrected the spelling error, and took out the statement that you had highlighted about the
it was just a different date.
5.5 percentage being confirmed. I didn't put in a date because I thought it was a date thing.
Oh yeah, the issue had been that it said which was approved at the December meeting, but there
correct
was no
there
December
was
meeting.
No record
that
of that.
And I think I emailed that. I remember doing it. I just didn't remember the time either. So make a motion that we approve the minutes. You know, is that appropriate, or is anybody going to just?
I'll second it. Is there any discussion? Okay. All in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
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 Okay. Minutes are approved. So, Treasurer's Report.
So, I don't know if people saw, but I sent out the Treasurer's Report attached to the agenda. And in it, I just have the information from our endowments, which are doing very well right now. I'm still waiting to hear from the town for a actual versus budget printout for 2025 thus far. When I contacted Dawn, she said that the new person, Michelle, has been out sick, so they did not get the information to me before tonight's meeting.
Okay.
So
did everybody that printout?
Yes, I got it. And so just this could change month to month. It's nothing, it's not really money in the bank, right? Until we sell. Correct?
Correct.
Yep.
I didn't get it. I wasn't able to open it on my phone. But I trust what everyone is saying.
Here's a copy.
Or I'll look at your copy. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, it looks like things are going great.
They are. And I don't have the numbers plugged in for the, you know, per month withdrawals yet. Again, I'm waiting to get the actual versus budget report from the town.
Okay. Okay, any more discussion on the treasurer's report? Or anything else from you, Paula?
No, that's everything.
Okay. Okay, librarian's report.
Great, yep, I can make this fairly short. So, since we last met, turned in our IMLS report for the feds, also turned in the town report letter and budget, so all of that's good. We have been, I just heard the other day, we have been selected by Lindenville Hardware for a roundup for the month of April.
Oh,
so big thank you to Sylvia for encouraging the library to pursue that particular avenue of funding. They had wanted us for 2024, but they only have 4 slots, I guess, per year.
Yeah, they don't do it every month.
Yeah,
wow.
So
but that's good for us too.
Yeah, it's
that's great
because that's an unexpected.
Yeah,
boost, and that should be a few thousand. So hooray for that. Thank you. Friends of the Library bake sale happened on the 14th and 15th. It brought in just shy of $700, which was their goal. So great work for the friends. In more money news, tomorrow I am also receiving a donation from Passumpsic Bank. I'm unsure about the amount or the reason. They just sent an email and said that they would like to come down here and meet with me, that they have a donation. So I'm assuming it's something of significance. I will report as soon as I find out what it is.
That is exciting.
Yeah, it's great. I checked in with Garrett too, because he often goes to them for, they help support summer reading. So he said he hadn't applied for that yet either. So this is something else entirely. More money news. The library has also been entered for the 2025 White Market Coins for the Community Roundup.
Good. I was hoping someone had done it, because I didn't do it.
Yes. Lori Mawinney sent me an email about it. So I just checked the website recently. They haven't, there's nothing on Facebook saying that they're taking the votes yet. But once that happens, I'll be keeping an eye on the White Market Facebook postings. I encourage everyone else to as well. Once that happens, we'll probably send out a missive that's like, hey, please vote for the library, because that's like $5,000 to the bookmobile each year, which is fantastic.
So I'm sorry, I missed something there. They select some people, and then the community votes on who they ultimately give the money to, the roundup money to. Is that how that works?
Yeah, sort of. So you apply for a spot, and then the community votes on which organizations they want to see featured, and then the White Market assigns them each a month. And
okay.
They will round up.
So where does that vote happen, at the town meeting or
no? It happens on Facebook.
Oh,
like, it
on
happens
Facebook.
Online.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe just maybe also on their website.
Yeah, maybe it's on the website. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll keep everybody posted about that. We have had a couple of snow days. We had one on the 6th, which was a Thursday, which was deserved. We had another one on the 13th, which didn't end up being quite as bad as we had anticipated, but still better safe than sorry. We also had John Rosem start work here on the 3rd. He is the school outreach librarian, so he's going around to all the KESD schools. So far, it's great. Mm-hmm. He's really enthusiastic about it. He's been coming up with lots of cool programming and stuff, so yeah, I would call it a success thus far. I was supposed to have met with the Planning Commission last week, but they had to reschedule. So I am now meeting with them on the 26th. That is to discuss an electric vehicle charging station for the corner outside. So I'll keep everybody posted about that. The town is pretty, oh, I should say the Planning Commission is pretty enthusiastic. I also did just write them a letter of support for a large grant that they're applying for to improve the crosswalks and lighting on Depot Street. So I think we're very aligned where that stuff is concerned. So I'm very hopeful about this charger. And then, yeah, I think the other stuff that...
Will that be the only one in Lindenville?
Yes.
Yes, I didn't think I'd seen any other one.
I think there are, you know, LED's got plans and they've done surveys of other spots, but this is the thing that we need to have happen before we could pursue the electric bookmobile.
Yes.
So, step one.
Yeah.
But already, like, I spend so much time talking with folks about it. Patrons have overheard. We've already got a host of interested patrons. I've been collecting letters of support from other organizations about it, so I'm hopeful. I'm very hopeful. But yeah, that's it for me for the librarian's report, and I will hand this over to you once I'm done so that you can have
Thank
the
you.
Details.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can I ask a question about I just went out of my head. Sorry. The budget meeting?
Yes.
How did that go?
Because
I was not able to attend.
Yes. That's actually, thank you for bringing that up, because that's something I should have put in my report. It was great. The town, you know, did ask about the, you know, the shortfall and everything else. They don't see any issues.
Meaning they will give us the money?
Well, they'll put it in the budget.
They're going to put it in
the taxpayers.
Right,
vote for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's in the operating budget for the whole town, though.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
So they're pretty much, they can't vote, like the town couldn't vote down, or the citizens of Linden, you yourselves, couldn't vote down our budget individually. The select board are the ones that basically determine whether or not they think what we're asking for is reasonable. And they thought it was entirely reasonable.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it was a really, really positive meeting.
Good.
I got a lot of winks. So grateful to them for that. Yes.
Okay. Good. All right. Friends report.
Do not have one other than to say that the bake sale was a success. So thank you, friends.
Okay, old business.
Yes, the elevator. So the elevator is still broken. At the time that I went to the town to present the budget, I also let them know about this repair, which at the time was, Otis had quoted us a little under $19,000. The next morning, Otis emailed and had reduced their quote to something like $15,600. I sent that revised quote onto Justin and the select board, and I heard back a couple days later from Chris. He had CC'd everybody else on it and said, it's a go, the town is gonna pay for it. Mm-hmm. So I submitted the bill to Justin last week. So they should have paid that. I've been talking with Otis, so we're working on getting it scheduled for the repair.
So they require payment in advance?
Yes, huh. Yeah, so the town is sending that along, which, considering the state that the town is in right now, mm-hmm. This is a huge show of, like, solidarity and confidence in the library. They, you know, listen to me explain the value and the importance of the elevator, and how we're not meeting our mandate without it, and they absolutely responded in exactly the way you would want. So, yeah, huge, huge thanks to them. Very excited to get that fixed. Also, we will officially be out of our contract with Otis at the end of March. I have had confirmation of that from our account manager. She made it a lot easier for me than it should have been. So that's great. I'm going to be seeking quotes from other elevator companies over the next couple of weeks, and I will let you all know what I find. There are many, many more to choose from now.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I also can say that Otis, I did confirm with them that the work that's being done, like, they're still gonna do this repair and everything. It's just end of March, our contract is done with them. And now we are able to get out without them trying to sue us. So that's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
Just really, you know, the whole customer service idea of suing someone who is your customer is just...
Yeah.
Well, the contract, too.
The contract. Yeah, and it's good that there's a lot of choices, especially locally, so that you don't have to rely on this company.
Yeah.
Big company from far away.
Yeah. There, a couple people have come in person to drop off parts and things. So it's good to know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's the update with that. I'll let you guys know when everything's fixed, but at least we know what's happened.
Okay. Is that all for the old business?
Yeah.
Okay. So new business, Edward Jones investment discussion.
Yeah, Joe is supposed to be here at 6.
Okay.
So I don't know what we... Oh yeah, we've still got about 10 minutes.
Okay.
So
can we maybe go on to the second piece of new business?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's just the update about the hiring committee. Mm-hmm. Which is, so it's Hillary, Jess, Arsley, Reyes, and Garrett, and myself. We have so far received three complete applications and a handful of other inquiries. We're starting to schedule interviews now. We've got, at least one very promising candidate. Yes.
Could I just back up a minute? Because on these minutes, the last time there was the name of Pat Webster in there as well, and I had put a question mark after that because it wasn't clear then whether she was going to be part of the committee or not. And I thought maybe someone would respond and tell me yes or no, but I took the question mark out because, so do we need to change the minutes to say that she's no longer, or just put that in these minutes?
Yeah, so I guess I'm not sure why Pat Webster was on there, because she was someone that had been approached, but not, she hadn't
responded.
Yeah, so
which is why I thought it was a question mark, and then I was thinking in my own mind, which I didn't apparently communicate, that it would be cleared up whether she was or wasn't.
Yeah, so she is not. Yeah.
So it's Hillary, Jess, Arsely, Garrett, and was there someone else?
Me.
Brent.
Yeah. Brent, of course, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. So yeah, anyway, we're starting to schedule interviews now.
Is there a geographic range of people, like, far-flung or mostly regional?
It's kind of a mix. We've had one person from Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Who will be interviewing remotely. And, you know, we've also had someone from, like, just over the border in New Hampshire.
So there have been other inquiries besides just applications,
mm-hmm.
people asking questions.
Yeah, there have been a handful of, like, Vermont librarians who have inquired about it. And, you know, a couple other, seems like maybe folks that are a bit more local. But... yeah, so we'll see. But I know at this point we're working on scheduling definitely with two people, possibly a third, and that's how it's going. If depending on how this goes through, we may or may not kind of expand the search to include, like, you know, advertising in 7 days. Possibly Front Porch Forum. We do have a $500 credit with them to do this. Garrett won it for us at the LA conference this past
year.
Awesome. Yeah.
I think that would be great because we do want more, you know, a range of applicants. We want everyone to know about it.
Absolutely.
Possible.
Yeah. So we'll just keep pulling folks in as much as we can.
Yeah. And it's not till, are we giving them a hiring date? No, it's sort of flexible.
Yeah. Okay. I think just because of the nature of it, if we can find someone who, I'm talking to you about this, like, you're not on the email list. if we can find someone to start, you know, if, say, you know, this person over in New Hampshire is good to start sooner rather than later, that would be amazing.
Because of training could take place.
Yeah. But, you know, again, depending on their qualifications, how much hand-holding they want, all the rest of it, we could be fairly flexible. But my hope is that we'll be getting somebody soonish.
Do you have a red line?
That is evolving. I'm hoping to be done in April is what I would really like. To be
end of April.
I'd say like
in April sometime.
Yeah. But I also have assured staff and the town, and will assure you guys as well, I don't want to cut and run out of here. I really want to see this place do well, and I've made a point of letting folks know that, like, the library is in a good place. Having the support that shows support from the town is very meaningful. I've told folks we've got a great board here. And everything else, you know, the staff is fantastic. I really think that we're I think that now is a good time to be handing it over. So I'd like to do it, you know, sooner rather than later, but I also am not gonna, I'm gonna continue to be in this community and working in this community. And I certainly wouldn't want that on my professional reputation that I just like cut and run. So yeah.
Okay.
Trying to keep that in mind.
Okay. All right. Well, there's nothing else on the agenda.
I know, I thought this was gonna run through so much longer. I'm gonna take a peek outside to see if Joe is like, I saw his car earlier.
He might be over.
Well, and the doors, are the doors locked?
This front door is not. Okay.
What was the other publication that Bryn mentioned besides 7 Days?
Front Porch Forum, which is...
Not a publication, yeah.
Just media, internet.
What is it? The web?
Social media. I guess you could consider it social media.
It's been hailed by like as like a great social media that's not.
It is. I appreciate it. Yeah. It's like a newsletter.
Yeah.
Posting.
I posted something once like in this old schoolhouse number 9. We opened it for tours, so I still get the Front Porch Forums. I haven't put anything on it in years. Like,
but I think you can vote to pause the meeting and then pick it back up if you list the time and everything else, just in case you
want to. I motion to pause the meeting at 6 o'clock.
I'll second that.
All right, meeting is paused.
Hello.
Go ahead and resume the recording. It's 6 o'clock.
Sheeples.
Hi.
Hi, Joe.
How are you?
Good.
It's been a while since I've been in the library.
Hey. Yeah. Come on, take a seat.
Cold out today.
Uh-huh. It's a cold night. Below zero again tonight, I think.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And warmer at the end of the week.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
So I have met you. I'm relatively new.
Okay.
Mary Thomas.
I'm Joe.
My name.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Joe. So you're the Edward Jones just right over there?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Did you come the last time? To give us an update, like years ago?
Yeah, it may have been, geez, I think it was before Bryn's time, maybe.
Yeah, probably the last time you appeared before the board, because I
yeah.
met with you, but not...
Yeah, that Rotary.
So, yeah.
When you first came to town.
Mm-hmm. I'm Sylvia Dodge. I think
yeah.
I roped you into doing career day at LIM.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm Jess Simpson.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. And Paula Pierce and Hillary Adams are on
How are you?
Zoom.
I'm good, thanks. Good, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess I'll start with any questions you guys have about any of this, if you're familiar with it, or I know Paula's growing familiar with it.
Well, we got a report from Paula about the investments and where they stand.
Yep.
Where each of these funds stand.
So there were a couple, so we do have a few accounts that we're not drawing on,
okay.
right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So I believe the Shores account and the Edith Bell Brown, I don't think you've taken anything from that.
Yeah, we will
and
need to do that for this.
Rebecca story. Lodge, maybe?
Yeah.
I think the Lodge and the Shores account limit what you can take out. I think the bylaws show only, you know, maybe only interest or maybe not at all from them. I can't remember.
So, what, when you say the bylaws, ours?
Yep.
Okay.
Back in the day, I was privy to that information.
Way
back as far as Dave Keenan, if you can imagine. So when I first came on board with these accounts, there was some, you know, sort of collecting of background information and, you know, what was written into the bylaws and what they did before. Some of the accounts go back to 1939, which is cool. It was $3,000 is what it started with. Mm. Wow. That's the Copeland account. And now it's $300,000 or $400,000. And you've taken money out every year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So I think the bylaws have their own certain set of instructions as to how to withdraw funds. And so that's what we've been going on, is the 5% per year amount, which we do in December. We sort of recalculate what that percentage is. Mm-hmm.
Last year it was 4%, right?
Yeah, so Paula had said that you guys thought about maybe doing a little less or changing the amount a bit.
Last year, yeah.
So that alone is very helpful, because I had been curious about the Shores, sure, and the Lodge funds both, just seeing that they weren't things that we were drawing on, and that they were just sitting there. So that's good to know. I can like poke around through some of our historic documents to try to figure
out what the funds, but they can't be drawn on.
Well, there was a certain set of rules when the bequest was given to the library years ago, and I can't begin to summarize other than I think it was restricted in some way. Mm-hmm. And I think all of them kind of had some, except for your new account that you had, the Edith Bell Brown account.
Yeah, that was pretty open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think there is somewhere a bylaws document that we had years ago. So I guess you guys as a committee could, you know, review all that and just kind of decide what you want to do going forward. I'm sure it's a living document and not a set in stone. Like,
it is.
Yeah.
So what would, if there's an account you can't draw from, what would it ever be able to be used for?
Yeah, I guess in this business, I found it's common for families that give money to organizations to have some sort of a restriction on it, but it typically is, you know, take the interest only or only the growth or, you know, take this percentage or use it for a bookmobile or, so it's probably centered around something like that. And I vaguely remember that interest comes to mind, but, I guess it's written somewhere.
So something very specific.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it doesn't.
Sounds like we need to know what it is. So yeah. You don't want it to use the money for whatever it is.
Yep. Yep. So I would say that somewhere there's that bylaws document, or, I mean, I guess at the very least, you know, you guys are entrusted with creating such document if it doesn't exist. These are the current sort of performance printouts. So from my side of the desk, usually differs from your side of the desk, because the general public, you know, has lots of misinformation as well as good information out there. And more or less what I usually tell folks and tell retirees and tell young kids and old kids and whatever, if you're buying something like you have here, which is a good high quality investment, it's a mutual fund put together by American Funds. And we do have Franklin Templeton, another reputable company as well. So they do a very good job at what they do. They're very large in the business. So I know with some certainty that as long as we, you know, don't sell out and buy back in and play games that way, that this money will appreciate over time very easily. And there's a certain way to kind of understand your success, and that's more or less if it is invested in these types of items and they follow things like the S&P and the Dow Jones, those averages that you see every day, then you should expect it to double every 10 years roughly. And that's sort of
even with drawing down.
Yep. So even with taking that percentage, 5%, so the industry standard is 3-7% of the amount of money you have. So when I have someone comes in and retires from Kennametal, for example, when it was around, you had a $300,000 401k, you saved your whole life for it. How much money can I get, Joe? I would say if you took 5% of that amount and just gave yourself that monthly, so 5% for the whole year. So in that case, what, you know, $15,000 or $16,000, if I'm doing the math, not correctly. So that person would then be able to take that money, break it up into 12 payments, and for the rest of their life, that bucket of money would be $300,000 or larger. And most likely when they passed away, it would be much larger. Because it doesn't draw the money down, because it's growing at a certain rate as well as you're taking it out, and there's dividends, there's all kinds of factors. So that, you know, these accounts are a testament to that, because for many years now, for as long as I've been in Lindenville, I think it was 2008 that I took over, maybe nine. I've been giving you guys $25,000, $30,000 a year from these accounts, and they're still larger than they were then. Mm-hmm. And when you guys are all, you know, gone from your duties here and passed on to somebody else, these will be larger as well. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, after a long time, gives you some certainty, but it seems like magic or witchcraft, you know, which is the hard part. So
it's not.
Yeah.
How is the cost of your services determined?
So you guys have, that's a great question. You guys have what's called a brokerage account. I'll give you each the sort of, this is very helpful to see how well things have done. So the brokerage account is something where you pay an upfront cost. And since these funds were purchased many eons ago, there's only a very small annual cost, and that's the cost of mutual funds. So they charge you, I think it's 0.06%. So roughly, I would guess $500 a year on this money in that neighborhood. And that's how I get paid for holding the accounts as well.
Mm-hmm. So there's no upfront yearly charge beyond what's, and this $500 a year is kind of embedded in this automatically. Yep.
And I can print that out for you too. I'll get you the exact number. So that it is quantifiable, and it is a percentage that's fixed. So each year it'll only fluctuate based on the balance of your accounts. So these do.
When you say mutual funds,
yep.
And you mentioned American Funds and Franklin Templeton, those are the only. Both of those are types of mutual funds?
They're the company that the brand name associated with them. So Franklin Templeton is its own money managerial company.
Right.
And they have their own set of funds that you can buy. And then American Funds is another company as well. So both two industry large players, I guess you would mm-hmm. say.
Okay.
So with the Edie Bell Brown, because that's new, mm-hmm. would the lawyers start drawing money from that? You said they haven't yet?
We did, actually.
Did you?
Once.
Okay.
Yeah, we've drawn twice. Because it's usually, we have been making it an annual thing. So that is something that I'll make a note to follow up with you about.
Yep.
Because that goes toward the bookmobile. And out of curiosity, so there is a possibility we might want to make a fairly large purchase, which is a new bookmobile.
Okay.
Out of some of that money. So if we were to take out, say, like $40,000 from that, what would that look like for us? Would we have to pay a penalty?
No. Since you're a 501c3 organization, there's no like tax implications, and that would be the only thing you'd have to worry about, because mm-hmm. There's no selling out fees for us, and basically you're just taking shares and selling them on that given day. You'd get a market price for it. So we would just simply sell shares of the funds that you own in that account. And there would be some capital gains, which is what the tax part would be. But since you don't have to pay for said gains, then it's just a matter. I don't know if you have to file something or not, but typically, so you'd be, that's the only thing you're facing, I guess.
Yeah, because we're not technically a 501c3, but because we're a municipality.
Oh, gotcha, okay.
Or we're part of a municipality.
Yeah, tax-free some way. So it's just a phone call to us. I believe, you know, Paul is the person that does all that fun stuff. So she would call me and say, Joe, we want $39,952.27.
How did you know the price of that van?
I just guessed. Yeah. It's probably twice that. But yeah.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're getting one for under $50,000. Wow. That's good.
Electric cargo van.
Oh, okay.
Twin State Ford.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. It's. I'm very excited about this. We got a lot of steps that we have to go through first, but
yeah.
It might be the way that we're able to keep the bookmobile running. Cause
a new
box truck like the one that we've got, $150,000.
Plus the upkeep is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's why I was curious about the EBB money.
No, that would be fantastic. It's a very simple process. It takes one day for me to do the sell, and then the next day the money is available to be sent to your bank or put in a check or written to Twin State Ford. Mm-hmm. So it's very easy.
What happened there?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Let me see.
Didn't those funds get consolidated?
Yeah.
What happened?
That is weird. So that's money in and out. And this is the general account. Okay. So we probably got a deposit from you guys, and then.
That's the ED money, isn't it?
Gotcha. Okay.
Because that would have been around because it's 21.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to open the account.
It ended up in there, and then we realized, nope, this has to be in its own.
Yeah.
And so it came
back
out.
I remember that.
I bought a bookmobile. It sparked out back.
No place to charge it yet.
Yeah.
In Lindenville.
Yeah, so that's like $80,000 there.
Yeah.
We looked back the history on one of these accounts, and it was you were given $3,900. By the Copeland family in 1930 or something. Wow. And it was in an American fund that you still own today.
Hmm.
And
wow.
That's $318,356 now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, but American funds have a lot of different funds, right?
Yep.
There's
yep.
like the... A lot of them have dates attached, and so who decides? They just stay in the ones that they've always been in, basically, or
they have. It's that's kind of my forte. So I have over the years thought and pondered whether we should do something different, and there are options. We presented adding in some different things at times over the years, but essentially. You know, they're all very good at what they do, and they're all similar in some fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So realistically, the only thing that you would do differently might be to own things that aren't managed by humans. So those are called exchange-traded funds. I don't know if you've ever heard of those types of investments.
No.
So they're less prone to human error, which something like American funds can do. They might buy too much of this kind of stock and then the market goes the other way, and so they are held with way too much technology or way too much utilities, so they miss what the S&P itself did.
So it's by an algorithm that's
And these guys go to work every day with, you know, a bunch of folks like us here deciding on what to do with American Mutual Fund, whether we buy more Apple or sell Apple. So each company respectively has a different set of skills. This company is very conservative, so they're good at being conservative. And then the Bell Brown money, I recommended Franklin Templeton because they're more sort of versed at growth and technology funds and things of that nature. So you've got more of that stuff in that account.
That gives a good diversity. So like one account, it sounds like, is very sort of traditional and safe or whatever. Safer. And another is a little bit more modern and go tech. So that's a good mix of
Yeah, things. I remember that conversation. We talked about that and discussed that option.
So most of...
What did you call that exchange?
So these are all bundles of stocks, if you will.
Right.
So the mutual fund is a company like American Funds, and a committee of 30 people go in every day and decide to buy or sell for each respective name that you see listed here.
Right.
With an exchange-traded fund, it's just
exchange-traded.
Exchange-traded. And it is a bucket of stocks that they buy in the beginning and then they leave it there for years. So they don't buy and sell, they don't change it. And it's meant to follow the indexes that you see advertised, like the Dow Jones and the S&P and the NASDAQ and a bunch of others. Or it's for a pre-prescribed sort of part of the market, like technology. And they lend themselves more to, I guess, you know, better long-term growth than some of this, perhaps. However, American Funds is very good at what they do, and for years they've done very well by you. So there's things we can do, but I'm not sure. It would not be a drastic change. It would be a small change that would equate to much bigger later on, perhaps. So it could be worth it, but, you know, to answer your question, that's part of what my job is to recommend that fund versus this fund. And
right.
So if we have a good mix here. Can it be better? Yes. Should we review that at some point? Sure. But, you know, it's not necessary. It's not something that jumps out at me and says, oh, my God.
Right.
You know, we should change things.
Paula or Hillary, did either of you have any questions or concerns for Joe?
No, I'm all set.
I'm all set, thank you. Appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Having to come over and give us kind of a rundown of what's what, because I know as I don't keep track of these things because I think about the books. Not these kind of books, the other kind of books.
Right, right.
just knowing that, like, that's information that I can provide the rest of the board with.
Yep.
I'll track down these bylaws and kind of figure out what those are and all the rest of it. Because, I figured if we've got money sitting around, we may as well do something with it.
Yeah, so. For sure. Anyway. I think that's what that gift was for, too, I believe, yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, and I'm always right next door, so if you guys do come up with something, Paula knows how to catch me, and, you know, we're eager to help. I do work for you guys, so if you have questions about your own personal stuff as well, you know, I'm happy to help, or, you know, insurance, life insurance, this stuff, any of the above.
Great.
Awesome. Love what the library does, so.
Thanks, Joe.
Well, thank
carry
you
on
so much.
You
can rent one of those bikes. And
yeah. Yeah, those are nice. And the rail trail system this year has been ramped up a lot.
Mm.
And they've done a ton of work on it in the last few years.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
I thought it was, like, flood damaged.
Yeah, a lot in still places, but actually the guy who owns the building that my office is in, he's the one that takes care of all the trails. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they got a whole bunch of money for the trails this year, so... Yeah, bikes like that would be super fun.
Oh, yeah.
You guys can hang on to all that. And,
oh, okay.
We'll do.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, take care.
Take care.
All right. He's
totally... Yeah, I'll hang on.
Maybe we want to review our bylaws about how we do that. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
If there's two accounts that are just sitting there, we have, like, some kind of special reason only can use them, we should know, so...
Or at least review what the...
So, can I just say something about those two accounts?
Yes.
So, there's hardly any money in those accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the accounts that we do nothing with has $9,475 in it.
Okay.
If you take, the interest on that a year is maybe $500, and if you take that, it's never going to grow past, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the Shores Fund has just $41,000 in it. So you're not talking about a huge amount of money. So interest-wise, you're not going to get very much.
So, Paul, could those be put into different accounts that would grow more?
That is the question, like, could we take the $41,000 that account and put it in the, one that's more aggressive, it does cost money to buy into that. Like, it's a, I can't remember exactly how it went when we set up the EV Belt Brown, but we did have to buy in. Mm-hmm. But we made back money pretty quickly. So that might be something to kind of diversify more. Like, maybe that fund would grow faster.
Yeah, I can put that on my my to-do list for the next meeting, is to find these bylaws so that I can share them with you all, so that we can have a discussion about maybe what, if anything, we want to do with those funds, like if we want to consolidate them with something else or just continue to let them.
So, you know, so he was saying that there were like provisions or something that, but are you saying that we just don't draw because they're small accounts and we want them to grow?
There's still provisions.
Well, okay.
Right. We've never drawn on them since I took over as treasurer. Like, we didn't draw on them before, so we've never done it. I don't know why, except for the fact that the funds in them are so small that, you know, you're not going to get very much, but it's making more money in the Franklin account, then maybe we would be able to draw some off from it.
It's worth talking about.
If you can combine funds, like, I wondered that too. Can you roll the Shores fund into one of the other funds? Do you know what I mean? To combine them, like Bryn said. I don't know if we're allowed to do that either.
Yeah, so that's why we have to find the bylaws. What were you going to say, Hillary?
Is there any way, I love the idea of rolling something into, but like let's say we got $1,000 of that wasn't earmarked for the bookmobile or something, but it was a donation. Can we add to that $4,000 one or $9,000 one? I mean, it would be interesting to talk to Joe to figure out whether we can roll them together and what the repercussions would be. But also, it just seems like letting that sit there just doesn't seem efficient use of that money. Maybe I'm wrong, but
well,
if we wanted to wait 10,000 years, fine. But, it's like the others, because the other accounts seem to be making more money because they're larger. It seems like we could get more bang for our buck, possibly somehow.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree too. Those two small ones, put them into that other one.
Yeah.
Then there'd be three funds, right, instead of
Like I said, I'll look up the bylaws, and then the good thing about those is that, like Joe pointed out, that's absolutely within your purview to change.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, they are living documents, again, like he said. So, you know, if you're looking through it and saying, like, well, this money is supposed to be earmarked for whatever, you know, and we, the board, think that it should be used for something different, then that is something that you all can do. Rewrite those bylaws.
You can't rewrite restricted funds.
Yes,
you
can.
If somebody gives a restricted fund and establishes a set of rules the way they want it used, I don't think you can change
that. Yeah, you absolutely can.
So if somebody gives $100,000 and says you can use the interest every year for the bookmobile, let's say. So we could say, well, we don't need it for the bookmobile this year, so the interest. But they say the principal is protected when they give the gift.
So
I don't think you can.
You absolutely can. So the bylaws are not, they're not laws as in legal.
But donor restrictions are legal documents.
Like the donors, if the donor said we only want this to be used for the bookmobile.
Absolutely. So that's the thing, is if someone...
If the donor said the principal can never be used, only the interest on the gift. So the principal would be $100,000. And if the donor says the library is not to I'm giving this for the purposes of growth, and the library is not to dip into this $100,000, but can use the interest on my gift. I thought that a donor could restrict it that way.
They don't have any, not legally speaking, they don't have any, my understanding of it, at least, and this would be something if Joe was still in the room.
Yeah.
But you can't.
Sarbanes-Oxley or something. I thought there was a law that said that that charitable organizations can't just
decide
spend all the money. You can spend that $100,000 and just have nothing left of that gift, I thought. But
you as the board can.
I think we should find out about that.
I don't know.
I have no clue.
Yeah. I mean, well, the good news is no one is suggesting that we do anything of that sort.
No.
But
we would want to honor whatever the
we're just talking about putting it in a place where it will earn more money.
Yeah, we're not talking about changing the terms of the gift, other than just
changing
to make it
the
more
principle of the gift. Yeah.
But I'll look up the bylaws. I'll email Joe about that and just get some clarification, and I'll report back.
Okay.
It was good having him come. I don't know what he did.
Of course, we have now more questions after he leaves, but yes.
But that's good.
That's good.
Yeah. That's why I wanted him to come.
Well,
because
I think one of the reasons way back we talked about having him come, it was a long time, was one of the funds didn't perform as well. It seemed like it earned a much smaller percentage on its amount. And then Paula said, well, we'll have him come in. And
we changed that. Mm-hmm. That was the time that we changed that fund.
Yeah.
Or they did it. So, yeah. Okay. Anything else from anyone else?
Shall we motion to adjourn the meeting?
Anyone have a motion?
Yes, I'll motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second it.
Okay. all in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Motion is passed. Meeting is adjourned at
6:30 on the dot.
Huh? Yeah.
Thanks, all.